For WKU Public Radio, I'm Lisa Autry. It's 9 o'clock at night on a recent Thursday, and Henderson residents Brian Rideout and Jonathan Dixon are headed out on the Ohio River.
We're going to start right over here. There's a sandbar that kind of sticks out and goes around, so we got to kind of watch where we're going.
The men are on the hunt for Asian carp, which Rideout had never heard of until about 5 years ago, when some friends invited him to go bow fishing.
The first time they took me out, in 30 minutes, we had already seen over 100 fish that were over 30 pounds.
Asian carp aren't supposed to be here. Farmers brought them to the U.S. in the 1970s for algae control, but the species eventually escaped into the Mississippi River and its tributaries. Asian carp have become a real menace. Rideout says the fish are reproducing at alarming rates. One large adult has the ability to produce up to 1 million eggs a year.
The thing that's so unique about these fish is how fast they populate. The fish have just spread tremendously from all the tributaries around the Mississippi River Basin. Right here in Henderson, we've got more than we know what to do with.
Asian carp also eat too much, and that threatens native fish such as crappie, bluegill, and catfish.
These type of fish go after, as we're told by the marine biologists, is the plankton in the water, zooplankton and phytoplankton. And that's what the smaller domestic fish feed off of.
The fish can consume up to 25% of their weight a day. Asian carp also don't have a natural predator. There are two main kinds of Asian carp. Bighead carp can weigh up to 100 pounds, but the silver carp are the most dangerous because they jump out of the water as a defense mechanism. Silver carp have been known to jump inside of boats and even injure fishermen. Jonathan Dixon of Henderson says the fish are more active at nights and react to lights and noise.
And one of them, you know, jets out in front of you. Somebody shoots it, it makes a noise, and the next thing you know, here comes 10, 15 of them in that same spot. You know, hitting the side of the boat, thumping it and this and that, and it get pretty crazy.
Have you ever been hit by one?
Absolutely, yeah.
What does that feel like?
I played baseball in school. It could be a lot like that, you know, hitting by a stray ball.
Here's our first jumper for absolutely no reason. I almost had him.
Did you see that shot?
Yep.
Dixon's fishing partner, Brian Rideout, is one of the founding members of the Carp Killers Association of America, which hosts bow fishing tournaments in an effort to help control the population of this invasive species.
Just from what little research is out there has shown, we need everyone bow fishing to even really put a dent in the population.
While some Kentuckians hunt Asian carp for sport, others are doing it for profit. Three fisheries in far western Kentucky have received state tax incentives to process and market carp to consumers worldwide. Asian carp are a delicacy in China, which is the largest importer of Kentucky's Asian carp. The state exported more than 218,000 pounds of carp in 2014. Rideout recently received his commercial fishing license to net and possibly sell to one of the state's fisheries. Fisheries don't purchase fish that have been shot with a bow, so most of the Asian carp that Rideout catches now, he takes to a local Chinese restaurant. It's not served on the menu, but employees and their families eat the fish. Americans have yet to develop an appetite for Asian carp.
Because of the name carp is why it hadn't caught on. People think of it as a trash fish, a rough fish, and it does have a lot of bones in it. You just have to know how to clean them, but it's a clean white meat.
Yeah, go, 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 go.
There you go. Good shot.
I thought it was a stick.
Headshot, that's the silver. Possibly a hybrid. It's a pretty good size. All right, now I'm going to work my way behind you and bring him in the boat.
Rideout's first catch of the night is pulled from the water with the arrow lodged inside. The carp flops around inside the boat and is placed in a large drum where, with any luck, it'll be joined by more problem fish. For WKU Public Radio, I'm Lisa Autry.